Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And this week, this segment, I want to talk to you about what I'm calling the second of a three parts on blockchain. I've already talked to you about how blockchain got started. And next week we're going to talk about the how you'll use blockchain. But this discussion today is about how blockchain works and its role in creating digital trust. And I'll remind you that blockchain, folks, is a complicated topic. So I want to thank you in advance for your patience. I'm just trying to help you understand it because you're not going to be able to avoid it. So in order to understand blockchain, we must first contemplate the primordial role of trust. Just as every chemical process in the human body takes place in the medium of water, every human interaction, everyone, takes place in the medium of trust. As civilizations, societies, and markets evolved, all were made manifest by the existence of and singular devotion to trust. It's the cornerstone, the keystone, and the capstone of our civilized existence. As the original open source model, trust is that intangibly awesome foundation of equilibrium and creator of order. This will be on the test, my friends. For 10,000 years, humans required analog trust. In the digital age, humans will require digital trust. As open source technology beyond cryptocurrency, blockchain is enabling trust metamorphosis from analog to digital as blockchain becomes synonymous with digital trust. For Satoshi Nakamoto, the guy who invented Bitcoin, creating Bitcoin was easy, but making his peer-to-peer cryptocurrency deliver on the human trust expectation wasn't complicated by the fact that fiat currency, trusted as value and exchanged, is backed by the full faith and credit of the issuing sovereign governments. To become a viable alternative to fiat, users had to trust Bitcoin to be authentically tendered by the true owner, just as merchants trust bank technology to verify in real time that your customers have the money they're spending. So to eliminate the double spend, that was what it was called, his concern was about eliminating what's called the double spend, Satoshi created his blockchain, which has the task of delivering a trustable Bitcoin. Now let's take Bitcoin beyond crypto, or beyond currency. The essence of analog trust intermediaries, think of governments, banks, lawyers, title companies, those kinds of things. They're analog trust intermediaries we've had for all these years, right, all these millennia. The essence of them is to facilitate a transaction that doesn't require the parties to trust each other. Think about that. You and I may enter into a contract tomorrow, but we just met. We count on the contract to allow us to do business without having to trust each other. As a practical alternative, blockchain can do the same thing, but in the digital age, it'll have to do it faster, more efficiently, and at a lower cost. That's the reason why it will replace the old way of doing business. But what about those trust expectations? Blockchain will increasingly compete with legacy trust intermediaries because of its symbiotic distributed ledger network. This is the confusing part, folks. This is the part that gets people worked up. It has a symbiotic distributed ledger network. You'll trust a digital record or an asset that's installed on a blockchain and distributed to a network of ledgers, and they're called nodes. Those ledgers are called nodes. Practically speaking, blockchain is essentially a database platform like a digital pegboard onto which you plug any number and variety of digitally encrypted elements and applications like a contract or a record or a financial asset like a cryptocurrency or even ownership share of a business. How about even your last will and testament? Let's talk about that. When a classic will is created, it can be changed, duplicated, corrupted. It can be lost after the fact because it's, well, analog. It's physical. Everyone knows of cases where wills have been changed as not being, because challenged, I should say, as not being the last one or the real one, even when held by a lawyer. So let's put your will in an encrypted digital file and install it on a blockchain. Then we'll send it over the internet to be received, date, time-stamped, and authenticated by, let's say, 1,000 of those nodes in the distributed ledger network. This network is moderated by people who are called miners, who create and manage the nodes, which are designed to receive, store, and validate the assets, documents like cryptocurrency or your encrypted will on a blockchain. And they do all of that on demand, 24/7, 365. That's their job. And your last wish is that only the encrypted version, confirmed by all 1,000 nodes, is your last will. That was your last wish. When you distributed your will to the network, you'll receive a unique digital key that must be used in the future to access that blockchain. You can't access the blockchain without that digital key. And to secure your bequest from devious deviation, you'll require the next use of the key by anyone but you to prove evidence of your death. So when the key is presented with, let's say, your death certificate, all 1,000 nodes simultaneously confirm that proper access is authenticated. All those nodes that you distributed your network, your will to, across that distributed network, it'll take a couple of minutes, but they all will confirm that this is authentic. And in the blockchain vernacular, that's called proof of work. And upon such authentication, the execution of your will begins. For example, instructions installed on the blockchain holding your now authenticated will distributes a prescribed amount of money to one or more heirs. Maybe that's distributed in a cryptocurrency. Other instructions of your will that the blockchain would release include transferring real estate to a different heir, and so on, that kind of thing. Your will could be executed within minutes with limited expense and drama, but more importantly, as you wished. Miners don't store and authenticate for free, but in bypassing the legacy intermediaries, you avoid their costs. The distributed ledger network can be 10 nodes or a million nodes, depending on how much trust you require. And since it's an encrypted file on a digital ledger network, any encryption, double spend, I'm sorry, I should say any corruption, which would be the double spend, as in the case of your will, would require someone to create 1,000 co-conspirators. You've heard that there's strength in numbers. Well, in the digital age, there's trust in numbers. Analog trust was handy in the analog age, but most interactions occurred very close to the analog humans involved. But the more we employ digital leverage by merely pushing an enter key, the more we need digital trust, crypto trust, like blockchain technology. Future asset access to the digital age, as digital leverage replaces analog leverage, will depend on our ability to move trust at the speed of the leverage, at light speed. Blockchain technology, my friends, isn't replacing trust. It's the future of trust, because you and I require it, especially in the digital age. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.